Hey, it's Fatima to somewhere. And did you miss me? Because heaven knows I did. I missed podcasting. I missed checking in this way. There's been a lot of upheavals. But I missed knowing that you're listening. I missed talking and caring about your sex life. I missed talking about my orgasms on this amazing podcast. Are you having great sex right now, in this moment? You listening, are you enjoying the sex you are having at this moment? Is it more on the disappointing end of the spectrum? Do you want to spice things up, but you are sort of anxious or terrified about bringing it up with your partner or a future partner? You want to introduce your bedmate to something fun and maybe eyebrow raising by society standards? Or in this moment, are you just content with how absolutely normal the kind of sex you are having is? Wait, do you want to brag? Do you want to brag about how awesome and breathtaking and intense and just satisfying the kind of sex you're having is? Well, welcome to another bonus episode of Sex and Sativa with Alex. I still remain your favorite sex positive goddess. I have this delicious masturbation session not too long ago. I'm all languidy from, I don't think languidy is a word, but it's just a little bit more languid than what I feel right now. And I want to surprise the wonderful people who keep on running my podcast numbers up with another bonus episode. Let's talk. This episode should have come way earlier in the month. I recorded a gorgeous episode, gorgeous bonus episode of Sex and Sativa, little catch-up episode. It was more fun and lighthearted, but unfortunately my device crashed. Cannabis is burning the wrong way. Oh, and I'm curious. Recently, I've been buying what I have now discovered to be fake rolling paper, fake brown paper for rolling cannabis. And there's this spot close to my apartment that I was quite grateful for when I moved here, because I was like, oh yo, it's close to mine and they sell smoking accessories there. I've bought rolling paper, I've bought a ton of crushers, I've bought filter tips from them, but I rarely buy from one place, so I've not had time to clock anything wrong. Well, recently I had the opportunity to stay in one place and clock that I have diesel fake rolling paper. The paper tastes off. It's quite bitter when I light it. It tends to not burn properly. It just kind of wastes the entire cannabis. And I'm curious, have you had encounter with like fake rolling paper? And if so, do you have any tips on how to spot a fake rolling paper from a good one. Okay, I would like to share those tips with people on my podcast. Me. Because it was quite annoying. I bought shit on rolling paper and I discovered that all of them were just trash. They kept on irritating my throat. I thought it was the cannabis because I switched blends, and then I went back to my old paper and it was fine, and I went to the new paper and just... anyway, I lost the episode I had recorded previously, so here we are now. Thank God for, thank heavens and universe for putting together this opportunity where I can record this podcast as a little bonus, a little teaser to say hi, I'll be back soon. I don't know why suddenly this particular moment I am recording, everybody seems to want to go somewhere. Trust me, I thought the fuel was expensive, but it appears just to me. Yeah, so regarding the question I posed earlier in my intro, asking if you're enjoying the kind of sex you are having right now, don't be in a rush to answer that question. Those questions together, they are meant to be simmered, they are meant to be thought on. Don't think too hardly, but just take your time and give your sex life in this moment the very thought. I'm not asking about your sex life in the past. I'm not asking about what you want to do in the future. I'm asking in this very moment, are you enjoying the kind of sex you're having? I want you to take a, dare I say, critical, closer look at the kind and type of sex you're having right now, and ask yourself if you genuinely enjoy it. Maybe you have some confusing thoughts about something or things in particular. Maybe you want something more, but you are afraid to voice it to your partner or to even to yourself. Breathe life, put thoughts to those sexual fleeting moments that you just brush aside. You know, take a good hard look at your sex life. Yes, Alex is beginning this episode with an assignment. We want to go into season 6 like that. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm about to start season 6. Maybe you're thinking right now you are having great sex and you can't or you want to share it, because I've been having a lot of requests recently from people to share some of their fun sexual stories and what I have heard. I am just saying, what you think is somebody's beginning is another person's ending, and what you couldn't even conceive sexually, people are conceiving and doing it and executing it successfully, I might add. So, if sex for you in this moment, after contemplating these questions, the sex positive goddess asked, please share with me. Send me an email at sexandsativa@alex.gmail.com. Let's share with the people of Sex and Sativa community. Let's hear how sex is awesome for you, because it's not for me, and I want to be jealous and amused and just all round cheesing by the tales you send to me. If you want to be anonymous, obviously, yeah, but I'm excited to just read stories from your point of view. You spend all this time listening to me and hearing things from my point of view. So, do you mind sharing with me? A little detail. Actually, that's a lie. I want a lot of detail. The more explicit and detailed, the better for Alexandria. I'm curious. Help satisfy this sex positive goddess's curiosity. Pretty please. Wrapped up in pink with kisses on top, please. If not, get comfortable to listen to other people's sexual stories. Because I'm going to be doing that all season long. And I'm excited. Just excited, excited, excited. I think I haven't done this in a while. I feel awkward. Like, everywhere seems... I don't know what to do with my hands. I keep on just praying I don't hit something. And I am rambling. Alexandria, get yourself together. Very, very recently, I've had foreplay in my life. Yeah, foreplay. All of that fun, explorative, touching, humping. Foreplay that's playful yet exciting. When you're eager to learn about your partner's body and what makes them shudder lightly when you touch them. That sort of foreplay where you lose yourself kissing each other, licking your partner's skin with laughter, lightly biting them in certain places that makes them release that moan they were trying to hold in. Foreplay that has you all wet and sweaty because you have been thoroughly and enjoyably touched. Foreplay that has your face aching because you have been smiling, trying desperately but failing to hold on to your moans and the not so sexy grunts. Yeah, that kind of foreplay has been on my mind for a while now. In fact, while trying to script this episode to put together just the intensity of how I've been missing foreplay, while I put together the script, I had to just take a break. I got myself turned on while scripting and I had to give myself just a quick tiny orgasm. Picked up my favorite clitoral stimulating toy, Ducky. Give myself just one, just a quick orgasm. And then, you know, I went back to work trying to be a productive biatch. So I didn't just wallow. Which is exactly what I'm doing now. So I scripted, took a break to have an orgasm, and today recording, I am just post-orgasmic bliss. I like that. I like that for me. I like that for me. FYI, I do not take offense to someone masturbating to my words on my voice on the podcast. I weirdly find it absolutely flattering. I find it absolutely flattering when people do this. So when you confess to me that you are doing that, it's fine. I won't bite for that. I won't bite. Anyway, I don't know what car is passing by now. I hope this is not being picked up. Anyway, 60. Pre-sex stuff is no longer as fun as it used to be to me. I really just think that foreplay, I really truly do think that foreplay is a dying art, the same way we're losing the recipe of fingering and dry humping, that long extended teasing where you just want to want your partner. We don't have good foreplay, we're not having good foreplay anymore, in my opinion. and it's making the whole sex process just sort of you know. I mean, if you don't know, share with me. I'm curious how it's not in for you. Is the foreplay so good that it's making the sex worthy, or are you just skipping foreplay and going straight to the act? Because some people do. Don't judge her. I used to. Yeah. Send me an email at sexandsativa@alex@gmail.com. Tell me your favorite foreplay moves. Or you can send me a DM on Twitter at sexsativa. One word, no underscore. SEXSATIVA. Sex sativa. Yeah. The theme for this year's September Sexual Health Awareness Month is consent. I said this episode was supposed to come earlier. There's supposed to be a whole spiel regarding this and sexual health awareness and whatnot, but I want to do an episode on consent. Oh no, it's biting me. Okay, no, I'm not wearing clothes, so it's kind of making everything super like heightened my skin. Back to you. I want to do an episode on this podcast on consent, but consent is a very nuanced conversation. It is not as black and white as the conversation to be had is. The understanding behind consent to be is. It's very nuanced. And in this very moment, I do not have the range to handle consent. So I won't. I will soon on the podcast. But not right now. There's so many episodes I have planned that I do not have the range to handle, so I like to go and learn, which is what I am doing now. I am educating myself as much as I can and acquiring all the amazing knowledge I can, so when I finally do have the range, or I have guests that come on that have the range, I will have that conversation with you, because I don't like to give like negative shit, you know, negative news on here. I think I said this in May, the last episode you listened to. I was going to get on a birth control plan. I had narrowed it down to a couple of birth control plans I was going to go on. I had plans that by the end of the year, a bit you get dicked down, you know. And I wanted to get on birth control as a preemptive motion, because ideally, getting birth control, and I like to give my body, because it's quite finicky, it's 3 months to just realign and have my periods and the effect of the birth control sink in. So I wanted to start birth control, and then by the time I get, you know, all that organized, like, plans get dicked down. But in this very moment, I do not have plans to get dicked down. Yes, I am still very, very much celibate, so I decided to skip the whole birth control. I mean, I don't have plans on having sex from now to the end of the year, so there's no need for me to be all gung-ho about getting on birth control. Celibacy is the best type of birth control, to be very honest. So yeah, I'm celibate, I'm fine with it. When I do know that there is a sure thing for me getting dicked down, which I will share with you all in this podcast, and don't let them be worried a little bit, I will update the podcast when I start having sex. That's cool. One of the reasons I opted out of birth control was one of the potential partners I wanted to have sex with started seeing some type of like red flag type shit online, and supporting some type of like weird content I go out of my way to make sure it doesn't come across my timeline. And it just, the vibe was there, the chemistry was there, but once I started clocking all of that, it made me go just... I had no interest in pursuing it for that. And I let him know I had no interest in pursuing it for that. Which leads me to this particular talking point. The rise in reported femicide cases in the world is alarming, and Nigeria, my country, breaks my heart. Nigeria ramps up my paranoia and has me doubting myself and my sanity every single day. It is scary and it is sad, and I am constantly agonized by reports of extreme violence towards and to women. This extreme violence in most cases results in death, serious deformation and disabilities. In most cases by their partners, you know, loved ones, family that is supposed to be their safe space and protect them, and usually the majority of the people that turn on them and perpetrate this extreme act of violence. And then there are strangers on the street that you're just supposed to meet and maybe have a societal obligation to be polite to or not, and they just mean you and do you harm because they want to. These cases, I emphasize reported, right, the rise of reported cases, because it's not a secret the extreme violence that is meted out towards women. If you're not aware, cool, you're living in a bubble, that's fine. But the rise in reported cases now have been so alarming, it's so heartbreaking. And what saddens me is the, or gets me the most, is the blasé casualness with which members of the society have come to expect and normalize these extreme acts of violence towards women. I see tweets, I see Facebook posts, on in-person conversations, Instagram comment sections, where conversations on the topic of violence against a woman or towards a woman are meted out, and it's just so inhumane. Yeah, the way the conversation and the situation is dissected, if it doesn't work in a narrative that appeals to you, you start to doubt the person's questions. And please don't get me wrong, I will be the first person to advocate for trying to get the story right, because I've almost just ruined almost someone's life because somebody misled me and gave me false information. But that's another story that I will talk about soon. Yeah, but the casualness and the normalcy of this act of violence towards women, where it's this act are supposed to be quote unquote debated, is exhausting, it's sad, and it is inhumane. And online, where these conversations are sort of heightened and amplified even more than in person these days, I see comments from people that when you trace their accounts back, you tend to see loving partner, devout religious individual, you know, pillars of society, husbands, wives, spouses. You believe in whatever you believe in, and you really truly feel like you are making it to the cool part of the afterlife based on whatever you believe in. And you really genuinely do think you're in a different position. And these people, these pillars of society in their bios that are spewing a lot of this nonsense online, go back home and raise individuals and interact with members of the society that propagate harm and normalize acts, extreme acts of violence towards women. There's a lot of hate-filled individuals raising hate-filled individuals that will inevitably cause harm and havoc to the society. Try as much as you can as an individual, your own collective responsibility to try and combat this platform the best way you can by maybe sharing an episode of my podcast to people you know, but seriously let's do the unlearning one at a time. Maybe stop amplifying the voices of these platforms that say such hateful things or normalize such hateful things or acts of violence towards women and people in general. I don't have the biggest platform, but I have always sort of tried my very best to do, I wouldn't even say good, as much as I try to do what I consider right by me. And a lot of these hate-filled individuals are having horrible sex and doing horrible sexual things to people, or expecting horrible sexual things, which is just perpetuating the cycle of not positive sex, sex negative experiences, saddened experiences, shameful sexual experiences. So let's share my podcast and other like positive shit to people. Let's give positivity more of a platform. I know that sounds corny, but let's do the unlearning one at a time. There's only so much we can do, but we have to try. Yeah. Yeah. That was heavy. I lost my Instagram account. Don't panic. I mean, I don't think anybody was panicking. I did, though, for a hot minute. I went somewhere. Sorry, I paused for a hot minute. I just skipped out. The shit I'm smoking is quite strong. I went out. I've been traveling a lot recently since the last time I spoke to you guys. I updated you guys in the podcast. And traveling means meeting new people and getting to introduce yourself, which I genuinely enjoy. It's a great way to just see yourself in a different light. But I was introducing myself, and the talk about my podcast came up and the sort of content I create. I went on a social media break. I've been on a social media break for such a long time. I just can't hack it right now, to be very honest. I'm sorry, I can't, I'm not even going to push it. I can't hack it. I can't have social media in this moment right now, especially for sex and sativa related work. So I just took a social media break since, I think, early May. I took a social media break then. And I was introducing myself to this person, and they're like, "Well, you're on Instagram and seek out content creator." And I was like, "Yo, yeah, go check out Sex Positive Goddess on Instagram." And this person kept on checking, and nothing popped up, not even my hashtags. And I was like, "Huh, what the fuck?" And I took their phone to confirm and check, and nothing popped up. And then it was it occurred to me, I realized that my Instagram account had been permanently deleted by Instagram people. It was so humiliating. It wasn't humiliating as much as it was embarrassing. I felt like I was embarrassed. Here I am bragging about how awesome the content I've spent years working on creating and content I'm proud of to just not see jack shit. It hurt me a little bit. Initially, yeah, I was embarrassed, to be honest, for a while. Then I got sad. The phone that I create content with had crashed. My device wasn't straight. It was just a mess. So losing the Instagram account kind of made me feel like I was a failure who maybe couldn't accomplish a lot. I'm not dramatic extra much, but that's how I felt in that moment. Very, very much fuck my life. I didn't even think I was attracted, or because I had run scenarios in my head if the possibility of ever losing my Instagram account, because I've gotten a few warnings and flaggings for the kind of content I post. Oh, the colder the tea gets, the steeper the lemon. Fuck. Yeah, lost my Instagram account. That was very sad. So, I didn't think I was attracted to content that I kept for years. And I thought, okay, because I'd run scenarios. Well, I'm just repeating myself now. I'm paying attention to call myself. I was running scenarios, if I had ever lost my Instagram account, would I feel anything? Would I be upset? And I concluded that it wouldn't be. So I thought I'd handled it. For me to realize that I had been the account had been gone for a hot minute, and I wasn't even aware to be on top of shit. I found out the same moment a total stranger I was introducing myself to was finding out. It felt like I wasn't on top of the game. I had lost my eye on the ball. So that threw me off. So I don't have an Instagram account right now at this moment. My TikTok is still active, Sex Positive Goddess. Yeah, and in Twitter at Sex and Sativa. I will be back there using those apps. I will also be back on Instagram before season 5. You will find me on Instagram. I also have a ton of content I'm eager to create and share with you. I haven't been creating content in a while, for months now. And while I'm not excited to just go back there, I just have a couple of amazing ideas I would love to share. And, you know, the world deserves to know. So, yeah. Like I said, you can reach out to me via email at sexandsativawithalex@gmail.com. Or, yeah, social media, the other social media sites. I also, oh fuck, this is gonna upset me some more. I grew cup size. Yeah. First of all, let me just set the scene. I love small tits. I love small boobs. Those ones that are just like barely there, and the nipple is mostly the meat or the meaty part of the boobs. I just love small boobs. I've always loved boobs that are just a handful that barely show up, and I've always prayed for small boobs, and the universe and God has been very favorable to me and giving me small boobs. So, you know, I've been bra-free for a very long time. But COVID came around and we stayed home and I was bra-free, and I sort of just leaned into the whole bra-free mind movement or whatever. I've been wearing a bra, like I said, since COVID, it's been like corsets and shit like that. So I want to get new lingerie. I mean, I'm aware, and I knew I was growing a cup size. I've complained about this on the podcast, but I didn't know how much. And I just don't like it. And I know I shouldn't complain, and I'm thankful for my body and it works, but I don't like it. I know I decided to measure my cup size and my bra size so that I would know what to get, like in terms of like new lingerie and cute bodysuits and shit like that. And I took my measurements and used this whole TikTok, not TikTok, it was a website that just showed you how to measure your cup size. Just now I'm like now I am a 38. I don't believe 38, right? I'm in D cup. I hate it. I hate is such a strong word. I don't hate my body. It's just I was really looking forward to showing off and being proud of my post 1 year yoga body, and I just have tits and I don't know what to do with them, and they're just here. I wish they could like shrink, but I mean they're here, I guess. I don't know what to do with tits. Fuck aging. I'm thankful for aging, don't get me wrong. It means I stayed an extra year alive. But tits. Anyway, I don't like tits. That's all for this wonderful episode. I guess it was just checking. I hope it wasn't too long. If it was, you guys will enjoy it. You guys enjoy almost everything I put out, which is so fucking awesome. But if you don't, I would love to hear why not. Send me those reasons at sexandsativa@alex@gmail.com. sexandsativa@alex@gmail.com. Send me your most outrageous sex stories. I want to hear the wonderful, delightfully naughty things you got up to. Yeah, I'm reading them out on my podcast once season 6 start, to my over 10, actually 12,000 listeners now. Yeah, all over the world. Such a big flex, Alexandria. So proud of myself. I am proud of this amazing podcast. I am also proud of you listening and just continuously running my numbers up and enjoying my shit. I am thankful for you sharing my podcast. To you listening for the first time, hi, welcome. I do this podcast shit, you know, without my clothes on, smoking cannabis, just talking about great sex and basically feeling myself and having a good vibe. Welcome. I do hope you enjoy. I do hope you stay. Yeah. Thank you, because you constantly and consistently checking for me means I get to come back and do this in such a good mood. This beautiful, non-COVID podcast that I'm in this moment is very, very grateful. Thank you. I'll be back to regularly scheduled programming every Sunday on any streaming service you use. Apple Music, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audiomack, Breaker, whatever you listen to podcast on. I'm currently working on getting an Amazon podcast app, so watch out for me there, but I'll let you know when I do. I love you so much for listening. Have amazing sex. Think of me or not. Until I'm back for your listening pleasure. Thank you.